position on PIPS is that it should be an independent complaint unit, not headed by the police at all. It could be headed by, we have the special prosecutor, by a seasoned lawyer or a seasoned governance person or an administrator, so that the mechanisms within the system can really apply irrespective of who ever falls foul of the law.
Yeah.
But look, we have said here, and I remember when you hosted me, I said to whom much is given, much is expected. Government has responded by voting about 800 million for the total retooling of the police service. So the next problem is professionalism. And we have these people in the system who are not up to the tax. But because I know A or B, they are inside. And I think that should be a thing of the past to bring that image into the Ghana police service. If you look at the Ghana police service as we have it today, to be honest, we are not happy with their output. But if you look at the West African sub-region, and if you travel through the West African sub-region, you realize that our police personnel are doing incredibly well.
Governance expert Professor Emmanuel Essiama said a second look should be taken into the recruitment process. He said there is excessive political interference in the process, and this results in some miscreants getting into the service.
Most of the time, there are influences here and there. And looking at how Ghanaians, how we act our way through, it is difficult also to prevent that one. Because most of the times, people want to have confidence because somebody is recommending someone. Looking at how even our political situations and what is happening, certainly there are a lot of influences that is happening. The police service cannot deny this, that in as much as even they are doing the best, sometimes they might even be protocol laced and whatever, what have you, that you have to find a way out. But that is the problem. It will not allow the police service to go through the real scrutiny that they are supposed to. And so, assuming I am recommending somebody, it means that I, in terms of reference, I'm supposed to let the person that I am recommending to know that I can vouch for this person. But most of the time, where is the recommendation coming from? Either a long-term friend, son, or whatever, whatever. So the recruitment process itself has a problem, and until we deal with that particular processes, we will automatically have this type of things one way or the other coming in.
You heard views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus. We discussed the dismissal of 21 officers from the service.